Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape our community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Whether you're early voting or going to your local polling place on April 1st, voters will see a proposed constitutional amendment asking whether to add a voter ID requirement to the Wisconsin Constitution. The state already has a law requiring people to present an acceptable form of photo ID in order to vote. So what would a yes or no vote on this referendum mean? And what would it change? To help explain this referendum and some of the arguments for and against it, Paul Nillette from Marquette University's Les Aspin Center for Government joins Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski.
So before we get into the specifics about this voter ID referendum, can you share the process of how our state's constitution can be changed?
Yes. So in order for a new constitutional amendment to be created, the state legislature needs to pass that amendment in two consecutive sessions. And this is a feature that a few other states have around the country as well. So it makes it a little bit harder to get a constitutional amendment on the ballot, as is the case here. So we've already had that process go through with the legislature, which is why we're now at the spot where the voters have a say on this constitutional amendment.
Right. And to remind people, if they haven't already gotten a preview of their ballot, the referendum voters will see on their ballot states, quote, photographic identification for voting. Shall Section 1M of Article 3 of the Constitution be created to require that voters present valid photographic identification verifying their identity in order to vote in any election, subject to exceptions which may be established by law? So to start, what does a yes vote mean?
So a yes vote would entrench voter ID requirements in the state constitution. A no vote would keep it out of the constitution. For voters around the state, it wouldn't really change anything from their perspective, because right now voter ID is the law by statute in Wisconsin. So for this election, for any election, voters need to have a voter ID. However, what this would do is this, it would make it more difficult, a yes vote, and if this becomes part of the Constitution, it would make it harder to challenge that statute. Any voter ID statute. So because it would be now a matter of state constitutional law, not just state statutory law.
Gotcha. And, you know, referendums in general can be confusing, especially in the wording that they're laid out in. But I think the main point of confusion for this one, as you've mentioned, is that technically it's already state law that Wisconsin voters must present an acceptable form of ID to vote. So is it unclear to voters that this law is already in place?
No, I mean, because the very act of voting, they'll be asking for voter ID. So voters, I think, are aware, and it has been several years now that Wisconsin has had voter ID. So that is not going to change either way, regardless of how this vote comes out. But that yes vote would put this into the Constitution, which just makes it more difficult to ever legally challenge or to reverse the voter ID policy. In particular, Republican legislators in the Assembly and Senate looked to do this in order to really entrench voter ID policy in the state.
Would you say it's perhaps unnecessary, or is that the main merit, that like once this is entrenched, it's going to be really difficult to challenge this down the road if it happens?
Yeah, I think for proponents of voter ID, it's a good guarantee that this would be locked in. So that way, if, let's say, a liberal-leaning state Supreme Court heard challenges to voter ID statute, or a future Democratic legislature reverses the policy, that would be a lot harder to do if this was put into the state constitution. So it's really kind of making voter ID even more solid within the state.
So who opposes this proposal and why? What are some of the concerns?
So a lot of Democrats are opposing this, as well as groups such as the ACLU and some civil rights groups as well. And the concern that they're bringing up is that this can essentially have the effect of suppressing voters, making it a lot more difficult for certain types of voters to get to the polls because they don't have a voter ID. And this oftentimes can be students who don't have a driver's license, elderly individuals who also don't have a driver's license, and also disabled people who may not have a ability to either drive, so they don't have a driver's license, or to get the required IDs that they would need in order to vote. By far the most common way for voters to show their voter ID is that driver's license, but they can also show a US passport, and there's a few other, like military members, and in the constitutional amendment, there's a provision for colleges and universities to also have potential voter ID. So there's a few other avenues to get that, but there are classes of citizens within Wisconsin for whom a voter ID is difficult to obtain.
And where does Wisconsin stand in the country regarding mandatory voter IDs, and are we considered strict?
Yes. So Wisconsin is one of the stricter states, along with about 8 or 9 others, that require voter ID. And if you don't have a voter ID, a valid one, then you have to provide you get a provisional ballot. But sometime after you vote, you have to show valid voter ID, or else that vote is not counted. And that's one of the ways that when you look around the country at the different voter ID laws, that's considered a strict law, because some states allow you to get a provisional ballot, but then you don't have to show voter ID later. Or you can bring in sometimes a utility bill that has your address on it, but not a photo to prove that you live at that address. But Wisconsin is one of the most strict states in the country when it comes to voter ID.
So given our place as being a strict state, do you think this amendment is really necessary?
Well, I think from the perspective of the proponents, it is, because they're worried that a Democratic majority in the legislature, if that happened in a future election, or I think probably foremost on their mind is a liberal-leaning state Supreme Court could potentially strike down the statute, or at least limit the statute a lot more than it has been to date. Whereas the state Supreme Court can't strike down a constitutional amendment. They can interpret the constitutional amendment, but not strike it down. So I think from the proponent's point of view, this is necessary in order to lock this policy in. Of course, the opponents are going to argue, we think this is a bad policy to begin with, and locking that into the state constitution will not be good for Wisconsin voters.
Yeah, and I want to give our listeners kind of some background of our existing voter ID law. It was signed by then-Republican Governor Scott Walker in 2011, but did have some legal challenges and didn't go into effect until 2016. So can you give a little background on any of those challenges? And given that those challenges did happen, it kind of stood that test, right? That just kind of solidifies, okay, this is another level of fortification.
It is, yeah, because, you know, there are potential challenges and actual challenges to this, both at the state level and the federal level. So one thing to remember is that not only is there the U.S. Constitution, but the Wisconsin Constitution at play here. And both of those allow venues for different types of challenges, whether free speech or, in this case, a lot of civil rights-oriented challenges. And the challenges to voter ID laws have gone in both those tracks, both at the state level and the federal level. The federal level, at this point, the Supreme Court has made clear in a previous ruling that voter ID is acceptable, that states can, in fact, pass that. But states can also go their own way in whether they have voter ID or not. So it's acceptable under the US Constitution, but not mandatory. On the state level, though, those challenges had been largely turned aside by a more conservative Supreme Court. But ever since the more liberal justices got a 4-3 majority on the Wisconsin State Supreme Court, there's a question about whether they might revisit some of those earlier decisions from, you know, the Scott Walker era. And if they did, they could reverse themselves and then say, well, we think that under the state constitution that voter ID is unconstitutional. And they have the authority to do that. And that, in fact, if it's based on the state constitution, then it's very likely not reviewable by a federal court. So I think that's the proponents of voter ID are concerned that that would likely happen, perhaps, if there's still a liberal majority after this vote.
But to be clear, if the referendum fails, our current voter ID law does not simply go away.
Correct. Yep. So that strict voter ID law will still be in place whether yes or no wins on this constitutional referendum.
So have there been past patterns with Wisconsin voters saying yes or no to proposed constitutional amendments? You could perhaps speak to this better than I can, but, you know, are we a state that has a lot of amendments on our local ballots with more frequency compared to other places?
No, it's not super common, at least compared to, say, California, which is famous or infamous for having lots and lots of ballot measures. But, you know, it does happen. And Wisconsin voters overall have been pretty willing to vote yes on constitutional amendments. I think it's right about between 2/3 and 3/4 of referenda actually succeed in Wisconsin. So once it gets to this point, once a constitutional amendment gets to the ballot, then voters have been pretty willing to ratify what the legislature had done.
So it's kind of likely this will probably pass.
Yeah, I think both based upon the history of amendments in front of voters and also just based on polling data that indicates that Wisconsinites, much like Americans in other states, tend to favor voter ID laws. And that's been the case here. So I would not be surprised at all with ultimately a yes vote.
So given that people will need to present valid ID in order to vote in this referendum and have been, what are some acceptable forms of ID we can use at our local polling place?
So the most common forms of ID are a driver's license, so a valid driver's license. And I should mention, too, that that needs to have your photo. It does not have to have your current address on it, though. You need to verify with the official that you live at your current address, but it doesn't need to be reflected on your ID, because I know a lot of times, you know, if you move, you might not have that updated, but you don't need to have that updated. So that's one important thing to know about the driver's license. Also acceptable, a U.S. passport. There are also military photo IDs as well that are acceptable. For students who might have an ID, say at UW-Madison, Marquette University, they'll want to check to ensure with their university about whether they can use their voter ID to vote. A lot of students might be also registering for the first time, where you also need to show a voter ID. So if you're a student, you don't have your license, you don't have a passport, then you'll want to check to either, number one, make sure that your university ID might be acceptable or would be acceptable for an ID, or you can get a non-driver's license photo ID that the state also provides. So that's really the fourth type of ID. If you don't have a passport, student ID, military, or driver's license, you can get a special ID that has your photo that's meant for voting purposes.
And another one in that list is an ID card from a federally recognized Indian tribe in Wisconsin. But yeah, that covers pretty much all of them. Mm-hmm. Paul, I want to thank you so much for joining me today to talk about this referendum coming up on April 1st.
Thank you very much.
Paul Nillette is the director of Marquette University's Les Aspin Center for Government. He joined Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski to talk about the statewide referendum you'll see on your ballot this election. Early voting is happening right now, and the final day to vote in person is April 1st. You can find more information in our voter guide at wuwm.com/voterguide. There you can also learn about the candidates for state Supreme Court and Wisconsin superintendent.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.